Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Spring come and cheer our spirits by thine advent here. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night and death's dark shadows put to self our King of peace. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel.
The people of Israel became the nation of Israel when the Lord miraculously delivered them from their bondage in Egypt. God told Moses to have every family sacrifice a lamb and brush its blood on the doorposts of their homes. That night, after each family had eaten the cooked lamb, the angel of death passed over Egypt, claiming the firstborn of every family and flock. Only those covered by the blood of the lamb were spared. Pharaoh relented and released the Jews into the desert. Regretting his decision, his army chased Israel into the parted sea. God's people were delivered. Pharaoh's army was destroyed. On their way to the promised land, the Jews celebrated the Passover. When they reached Canaan, the Jews celebrated the Passover. Even after Israel had been defeated by her enemies and occupied by the Romans, God's people remembered how they had been delivered by the blood of the Lamb. Now they prayed for a new deliverer, a Messiah like Moses who would lead them through the waters to freedom. Little did they know that their Savior would also be a Lamb, and not just a Lamb, but the Lamb of God. So it was fitting that the angels first announced the birth of Christ to the very men who raised the sheep that would be sacrificed. These shepherds tended their flocks in the hills outside of Bethlehem, just a few miles from the temple where the blood of animals was spilt to cover the sins of the people. That night, Israel's prayers for a deliverer would be answered as shepherds gazed upon the Lamb of Bethlehem. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. you will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." Angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them.
Oh,
It's no accident that God's word refers to God's Son as the Lamb. In John 1, verse 29, John the Baptist points to Jesus and says, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." In 1 Corinthians 5, verse 7, the Apostle Paul proclaims, "For Christ, our Passover Lamb, has been sacrificed." In Revelation 7, verses 9 and 10, John saw a heavenly throng from every nation, tribe, and language crying, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." Revelation 13, verse 8 says, "The Lamb was slain from the foundation of the world." From before the beginning of time, God the Father and Jesus the Son had conspired that Christ would take the form of a baby so that he could take the sins of the world. Like a spotless, blameless lamb, Jesus would sacrifice himself for you and me, not only ransoming us, but restoring us to his family as sons and daughters of the Most High God.
Proper place, no regal palace to receive a royal birth.
It's Christmas, and it's so easy for us to think about Mary and Joseph, wise men and stars, shepherds and angels. But this year, let's turn our hearts toward the object of their attention, the object of their affection, the Lamb of Bethlehem.